If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
From spring training through another playoff run, this is your new exclusive home to hear every Chicago Cubs game starting in 2016. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Cubs win! What a finish at Wrigley!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
Just past four, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Riddlewald with a scoreboard update. Jimmy Clausen, cut by the Bears today.
I mean, he played one game. Like a big part of our roster, we're looking at young guys. We'll look for a practice squad guy to bring in for the practice squad as we move forward. That's not been done at this point.
Reason he's cut, David Fales, your new backup quarterback. Apparently one team was ready to sign Fales away from the Bears, and in order to protect him, Clausen had to go. So Terrence Mitchell also gone as well. He was cut last week, signed to the practice squad for a week, and that was short-lived, now gone for good. Bears are 4-6 now after losing to the Broncos. Short week ahead, they'll be in Green Bay Thanksgiving night. Speaking of those Broncos, Brock Osweiler, good enough. He will get a second start for the Broncos next week against the Patriots. And looking ahead, 49ers defensive tackle Glenn Dorsey, a torn ACL for him. They're supposed to face off against the Bears a couple of weeks from now, and so he's done for the year. Bulls and Hawks are off. The Bulls will play in Portland on Tuesday. Hawks will be in San Jose coming up on Wednesday. As for the Bulls, Derrick Rose practicing in full today. He is on track to start tomorrow night. Aaron Brooks and Mike Dunleavy still not ready to return, but both are considered to be close. College hoops, DePaul beat Norfolk State today to finish up the Virgin Island down in the Virgin Islands for the Paradise Jam. And Northwestern will face off against North Carolina tonight. Illinois hosting Chicago State down at Springfield. We'll have that one for you at 6:30 right here on The Score. That'll be followed by Monday Night Football. Bills and Patriots already in progress. And Dave Roberts is expected to be named the manager of the Dodgers. Former Cub player and Pirates and Mariners skipper Lloyd McClendon lands with the Tigers organization. He will manage the AAA team in Toledo. And the White Sox have named Aaron Rowan as a minor league instructor. The holidays may come and go, but performance is always in season. Visit your Chicagoland Jaguar retailer during the Unwrap a Jaguar sales event for the gift that keeps on growling. Offers end coming up January 4th. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Moores and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And we are joined now by Mark Kislyak.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Columnist of the Denver Post. Hi, Mark.
How you guys doing today, man?
When it's going good, it's going good.
Do you think that he was checked out before that game, or do you think just in hindsight, maybe it appears that way?
In talk radio terms, if you say, John Fox checked out, he quit on the Denver Broncos, then you can have 1,000 talk radio listeners say, well, that son of a gun, I don't like him, never did.
I guess I'm struggling to pinpoint exactly where you fall, which side of the line you fall here. Maybe you're not picking one. Were these slights of John Elway, do you think they were more perceived or real?
His slights of John Elway in terms of what?
The slight,
this is going great.
The problem that I have logically, while it certainly is correlative, we can't necessarily prove that it's causal, that John Fox being interested in other jobs actually did make that team play that way that day.
Okay, but here's the difference, and this isn't idea cause and correlation. You know, I took logic and sat in the back of this class in college too, and dozed off. But it wasn't fans.
Mark Kislyak from the Denver Post on the Boers and Bernstein show.
What just happened was an unbelievable disaster.
What, Miska?
Picture he was outside having a heater outside of a bar while he did that call.
Rudy has chimed in again. Hey, guys, I was on a conference call for most of the last segment. So who did Mike in Milwaukee end up picking?
Need a good pick. I'm the man.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink! Yeah!
Boers and Bernstein.
Drunk all the time.
Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I just didn't know in what form. But that was great. Oh,
my bad.
No, it was good. We had a lot of fun with it. It was good. He was opinionated. He had stuff to say.
Well, usually when I recommend a guest, I kind of like to be here, but I simply forgot that I wasn't going to be here again Friday. And I thought, well, that's good. He's got, you know, he's a guy that says it was right. You know, that it was decided after. I didn't think it was.
I wanted to talk. It was fine.
Yeah. Okay. And he loved it, so I mean, that's all that really matters.
We all loved it. It was great. So how many inches of snow did you get in Mokina?
I don't live in Mokina.
Or Mantino.
In Minooka.
In Minooka.
In Minooka. 4 or 5 inches, that's okay. All.
And Maddie got over a foot, and we got maybe an inch.
In all of the city?
No, in Northwest Side.
Just okay. Because they got a little bit, I know what I'm at Midway, but nothing, nobody got it like up there.
Okay.
Nobody got it like that.
Grays Lake got like 18
Grays Lake, we didn't have Grays Lake. But
So my parents say, hey, bring the kids up. You know, my wife got stranded. She was in Orlando and she couldn't get home. All her flights got canceled and then rebooked and canceled. So
tortured, stranded in Orlando.
So I drive up to Deerfield and there's no snow where it's not snowing. And then I get on the damn Edens, it's a whiteout. I'm white knuckling all the way up there. Jesus, I wouldn't have come up here.
Do you know for sure her flights were canceled?
Yes.
You know that for a fact?
I know the flights on which she was booked.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And
it would have been a real convenient opportunity for her to spend a couple days away from home.
She was already gone for 5 days.
Yeah, so?
That's a little more. Although, you know, it did.
Seven's better than five.
It gave us. Gave
not
us
far
a,
enough.
We had a Saturday. So they got another Pop-Tart breakfast because the rule is when mommy's out on business, they get to have Pop-Tarts for every breakfast. And my daughter
wait,
was.
Wait a second.
What?
When your wife goes away, she leaves you with the rules?
No, those are my rules. She doesn't like to get some Pop-Tarts. But I defy the rules.
Beth
when she's
Cooper
gone.
Came over. The rules
whoa,
are.
Whoa, 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 chief. Well, she is from New Jersey. But I no, when she's gone, the kids, I give them Pop-Tarts every morning because it's just a thing.
So Pop-Tarts for breakfast and rotten meat for dinner. That's
yep. And
time for the
Saturday
kids.
Night, because she, so I said, Jay, you want to watch a movie? I said, let's watch Stripes. He said, what's Stripes? I said, it's a young Bill Murray. It's a funny movie about being in the Army. I totally forgot about the nude shower scene.
Yeah, but outside of the nudity in it, would you think that's appropriate for a kid his age?
Hell no.
Okay, all right. Well,
not about appropriate.
I wasn't trying to be appropriate.
Oh, okay.
He's about finding a movie for his son.
What's wrong with the nudity then? I mean, I would think
it's fine.
It's not appropriate.
Some of the language jokes and stuff.
No, it's fine.
Worse than nudity.
Yeah, but.
The naked body is a human. It's an art form.
I just forgot about it. I wasn't prepared. Like in Slapshot,
you had to explain what was different back then than what he sees now.
Well, I was thinking it. I didn't need to explain it, but I forgot that John Larroquette's character is Gary's got the spyglass and he's looking, and there's that extended, completely unnecessary, entirely gratuitous shower scene. And yes, the fashion of the day was very different.
Yep. Very hairy, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you. So that was it. It was just an odd opportunity to get to watch a movie. But
all right. Well, that's certainly, that's what I never, I didn't.
What?
Never did that. We never sat around to watch Stripes when they were a child. For the love of God.
Well, it was, I wanted to watch it.
How old is he?
He's going to be 11.
11, right? So he's 10. Man. If he's going to be 11, he's 10.
He'll be 11 next month. He's pretty much 11. He's seen Slapshot before.
I mean, he's going to be 18 one day, too.
That's true.
I mean, I hope so. Right now he's
10. And having never seen Stripes,
right.
If you wait too long.
Right. And he didn't like Caddyshack, so I didn't know if he'd like it.
Hey, speaking of kids, congratulations to Jay and Kristen Cutler on the birth of their third child.
When?
This afternoon, apparently. Sailor James Cutler was born at, I think, 1:30 is what I saw.
Sailor?
Yeah, S-A-Y-L-O-R. I think I saw that on the Twitter machine here not too long ago. Is that right?
What you won't see is the child's been vaccinated.
Hey. Terry's had it with the sailing references, right?
I really have. I mean, Cutler?
Sailor James. That's what I read, right? I think Rodewald just confirmed that. Sailor James.
Yep.
S-A-Y-L-O-R.
Yeah.
So congratulations, then.
So what do you call him, Sail?
I'm getting less sleep now. Even less sleep than you have been getting.
What's the nickname? What is?
Wow.
Maybe it's just Sailor.
Damn. Yeah, just call him Sailor.
Hey there, Sailor.
I don't think you do that.
Well, that's going to happen.
Probably not.
Hello, Sailor.
I don't know. I forgot she was pregnant.
Yeah, there it is. 1:32 this afternoon.
Well, mazel tov. Send some burp cloths over.
I've never heard that name though.
No,
and it's a girl too. And
it's a girl.
Yeah, Sailor James Cutler. Well, I mean the picture. There's no picture of the baby, but it's a pink outfit. So I'm assuming with a pink bow. So yeah, it's definitely got to be a girl.
With a middle name James.
Mm-hmm. What? Maybe James could be like a family name on her side, like someone's last name, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of a Southern thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, the point of it was congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and enjoy your chance at whooping cough.
Not whooping grain. Not bad.
No.
They're not that.
I thought you were going to say their chance of whoopee, but I'm like, that's over.
No,
comes before the baby, Dan.
Yeah, no,
the chance of whoopee,
no, chance of measles, man. Mumps.
They've
and
been
rubella.
Steadfast about it, right? They've not changed their mind on this. I know they've gotten there's been some conversation going their way about this, but they've not changed their mind, right?
Knowledge, you're the guy. You're the one who forgot she was pregnant. So
yeah, I forgot she was pregnant. Yeah. I did too.
Like to forget her period. I forgot she was pregnant until I saw the. From the thing on
you, are you aware, Maddie, of her changing and them changing their
no,
mind?
No, I have no idea about their. Yeah, that doesn't. Whatever.
Don't think so. I think she would have said something because she stood by it. That first wave that hit
her
about it.
She stood by her man too.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that name before. All right, so Camden and Jackson with an X now have baby sister Sailor.
Good for them.
It's fun.
That's outstanding.
What's fun about it, Dan?
I don't know. Three kids, the whole three kid thing. I can't even imagine.
Really isn't anything fun about it.
Well, no, you know, I don't like babies generally, but I just can't imagine three kids. How anybody deals with that.
Well, it depends on the ages.
Right.
But
you waited a generation.
I skipped a generation.
Right. Well, I'm looking online here at a website, Dan, called babynamewizard.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the name Wizard for
the,
a girl.
The baby named Sailor, Sayllor.
Yes.
Nicknames for Sailor. They say right here, Say or Say Say.
Say Say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Famous real life people named Sailor. Christy Brinkley named her daughter Sailor, but she spelled it like the sailor. Like, hey, Sailor. Sayllor.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
That's all I can tell you about the name.
I appreciate the letter.
Yeah, no, I just.
Right. I never heard it.
Nah, I haven't either.
I never heard that name. Okay. As long as the baby wizard's got it, then right. I feel better about it.
What's wrong with, like, Janet or something? You know, Lisa? Or, I mean. I know. Same thing.
Janet's
right. I don't know.
I think when you see her quoted,
Linda. What's wrong with Linda?
I think when.
What do you?
Nobody
your
names
wife kid. Having a 50-year-old baby.
Right. I don't think nobody names their kids that anymore. Do they?
Eventually, Barbara and Linda.
Maddie, look at the names of kids. There. Where did Linda finish in like a 19?
Like what? 2000.
Yeah, like
comes out of the womb already complaining about her food.
Right.
You big Janet Reno fan?
I'm sitting too close to the vent.
Jeez.
The bus
Grandpa
boy.
Danilmere. What's wrong with these kids today?
Well, I just, look, it just hits, I've got a friend of mine.
What's wrong with a good name like Mabel?
A friend of mine just became a grandfather.
Iris.
What about Agnes?
Agnes, yeah.
Well, it just, the whole.
Blanche.
No, to me, it's having to express yourself through your kid's name. Just give the kid a name. It's not about your fashion sense. It's about that.
Well, it is.
Person.
That's for people today. That's what they do.
But it's not a tattoo. It's a child's name. Although the child's probably name tattoo now.
The flame.
You know, I mean, just
we've already been there. That's for years. That was the most popular name for boys. Tattoo.
If you happen to give birth to a Spanish dwarf, which could happen.
Wow, so some other names here I'm seeing on this baby name wizard
that would
really make your blood boil, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like Nautica for a girl?
No, not at all.
How about Penn, P-E-N-N? Piper, Sadie?
Piper I like.
Sayla?
Sadie's nice.
Scout? Skylar, Sydney? Kaylee, how about London for a girl?
No,
like
thanks.
That? Gracelyn? No. Not Graceland, but Gracelyn.
See, you're thinking, oh, Graceland, I blew it.
Yeah.
No, I don't
Gracelyn?
Know.
Gracelyn? No.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
Addison, Avery, Campbell?
Addison is for a yellow lab. Every yellow lab within a certain radius of my house is named Addison.
You like Gavin for a boy?
I know several Gavins.
That's not what I asked you.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Gavin's
so
all right.
You don't like it.
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
It's not for me.
Gavin.
Oh, no, your name's Dan. It's not for you.
I can never forget Gavin World.
You have
Yeah, you're immediately interviewed by Chris Ranji if you're named Gavin.
Right. Well, then forget it. Then that's right out.
You guys having more kids or no?
Do I have any?
No, are you going to?
Oh, no, I hope not.
Oh.
We're still trying.
That's what you tell her.
Does Peach know? Or?
I've asked. I said,
does she
know? I said, research shows that a woman of your age is perfectly capable of giving birth to a child. I said, I'm serious. We had this conversation.
Nice try.
How'd that go?
That did not go well.
No, it didn't.
That did not go
Would
well.
You name your kid Linda or Janet?
No, Sailor. Sailor II. That conversation really went nowhere fast. That was like, I almost had a book on my head.
See,
that conversation.
With a baby wizard on your head.
That conversation was, see, that's a no good stuff.
A great name for a sibling for a sailor would be like Soldier. You could do
yes.
Mm-hmm. On the whole line.
Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Yep. How about, is there a spy in there?
Probably.
On the baby list? I'm sure there's a spy somewhere.
Sure. Well, we know there's a Taylor. There's probably a Tinker. Right?
A little tinker.
Tinkler.
He's a little tinker. Oh, my God.
It's Bears Monday. Rich Campbell. See, there's a name, Rich. What's wrong with
Rich? I love the name Rich.
That's a normal name. have to have rules about this show. What do we put on? I have to have a normal-ass name. Boars and Bernstein. You got the score.
Bears fans, up next, the 4-6 Bears face the Green Bay Packers on Thanksgiving night. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. In a somewhat shocking move, the LA Dodgers hired Dave Roberts as their new manager. Shocking because most assumed the gig would go to Gabe Kapler. Then again, Roberts did play for the Dodgers, and obviously he went in and killed it during his interview process. The only knock against Roberts is that he has no managerial experience. But that doesn't mean that he can't do it, only that he hasn't done it yet. And we're talking about a guy who didn't bring a ton to it in terms of size or crazy athleticism, but was still determined and heady enough to play 10 years in the majors. Roberts maximized what he had, and there are some guys in that clubhouse who aren't exactly doing that. So while I get that it does look shocking and there is some risk in bringing him in, it's intriguing, I like it, and guys are going to want to play for him. It's a good move by the Dodgers. I'm Jim Rome.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
As Gaston picks up his first NFL sack.
This is the end of the first.
I'm out of the cold.
End of the first.
This is the end, beautiful friend. He did say it with that kind of finality. This is the end of human existence as we know it. Timeout on the field. It was weird.
By the way, the actual when actual people, not like cartoon figures like the Cutlers, are naming their kids.
Yes,
they're very 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 normal. The most popular names of boys and girls.
Yeah, these are the top boy names for 2015.
Bob.
Liam, Noah, Mason, Ethan, Logan, Lucas, Jackson. Which is a really good one.
You're naming every baseball team my kid plays on pretty much start to finish. You put an Owen in there and we're set.
Number eight, Oliver, Aiden, Jacob, Elijah, James, Alexander, Benjamin, Jack, Luke, William, Michael, Owen, Carter. Now, number 21, I disagree with. It's Daniel.
I disagree with it.
Yep. 22 is Gabriel, and then Henry, which is a good one. Mm-hmm. Matthew at 24, which is great.
Charlie Daisman.
25 is Wyatt. Wyatt.
Like Wyatt. This is, when you've been a scorekeeper for Little League Baseball in the last decade,
and that's for remotes.
That's it. You hit every single one of them.
And then for the girls, it's Emma, Olivia, Sophia, Ava, Isabella, Mia, Charlotte, Amelia, Madison, Emily, Harper, Abigail, Avery, Lily, Ella, Chloe, Sophia, Evelyn, Aria, Aubrey, Scarlett, Hannah, Ellie, Zoe, and Addison.
There you go.
So Madison and Addison both made the top 25.
So and my daughter's name just made the top 25. And there's
different spelling though.
And what, Zoey?
Yeah.
Oh,
there's the Y on the end there.
And Jason didn't make it.
Jason did not make the top 25. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, sucks for him.
Yeah. He's on the team for next year.
Jaden at 26. That's close.
No, I know a Jaden.
But Joshua, not even the top 40. Your kid. He's not a top 40 hit.
That's fine. That's good.
You know what else did not make the top 40 for girls? Janet or Linda did not make it.
Well, check 1966. or actually, more like 1946.
I was going to say, before then. Yeah, before then.
That's like, if I just try to think of every, all my friends' moms are pretty much Janet, Janice, Linda, Barbara.
All the girls from like the card group?
Yeah, the Bridge Club.
You know, Zoe and Zoe, the with a Y, without a Y, both made it, 24 and 27.
I'm surprised they didn't do that as sort of an entry and just have the basic variations.
Like a 1, like a 1 and 1A?
Yeah, that kind of
but
thing.
But Sailor was not listed in there anywhere.
Was not.
You know, as we were talking about Bruce Arians and coaches here. In
there's
the
Bruce
Bears
there,
Monday.
By the way. There's no name Bruce.
It used to be very popular. Again, yeah, that's right there with you, with the Lindas and the Judys. Yep,
the Lindas and the Judys.
So this is from Stonecutter. He said, "If we really are looking at body of work, isn't the best coach in the NFC John Fox? Took two teams to Super Bowls, took a Tim Tebow quarterback team to the playoffs, made the Super Bowl with Jake Delhomme, has stuck around for 13 years in a league where most guys struggle to make it to year four, already making noticeable progress turning the aircraft carrier after Dr. Death ran it into a sandbar while crushing an orphanage and puppy adoption shelter. Arians is solid, no doubt. As a tactician, I'd take him over Fox. He's got two full seasons, two-part seasons, and is 0-1 in the playoffs." Okay.
Well, let's see. Is he better than Mike McCarthy?
Arians?
Mm-hmm.
I'd take him, yeah. I think I would.
But Jim Campbell.
Stop.
All right, buddy, 1945.
Your 1945, most popular, now we got Linda.
Most popular girls' names. Yep. You ready? Yep. These are in order 1 through 20.
Judy, okay. Linda, Barbara.
Mary?
Yeah.
Linda checks in at number 2.
Yep.
Barbara, Patricia, Carol, Sandra, Nancy, Sharon, Judith, Susan, Betty, Carolyn, Judy, Shirley, Margaret, Karen, Donna, Joyce, Kathleen, and number 20... Janet.
Yep. Bridge Club.
There you go.
There you have it. Wow. That's carpool right there.
Wow.
Or okay. Right now, it's all the old ladies on the golf course.
That's what they're known as. It's their first record. Yeah.
For the men, the top the five men. Jim, Bob, John, Bill, and yeah. Dick. Yep.
There's always a dick in there somewhere.
Jim, Bob, Don, Bill, and Dick. We're real red-blooded American men. Most of us are gay, but we're still red-blooded American men.
Why are they gay?
Why are they gay?
They just kind of... That list,
they sound
no,
gay?
That list sounds... That's closetedly 1950s gay.
Jim, Bob, John, Bill, and Dick?
All gay.
All right.
Dick is not gay.
Okay.
Unless convinced.
I mean, right. It's cool. It just sounds too,
I don't think...
It sounds too... Trying too hard that, you know, there's... It's. I'm just betting on it. That particular list that you read.
You're trying too hard. You know, number 8 was actually named Not Gay. It's his name. Not Gay Johnson. Really trying hard.
Dude, I'm totally not gay.
No, sir, that's my name, Not Gay. I'm not gay. Okay, sure, pal. No, really. I'm not gay.
Scoreboard update.
Was that Jim and then Bob, or was that Jim Bob?
No, it was Jim then Bob.
No, Jim Bob didn't make the list.
Yeah,
that's a different list.
Not make
Jim
it.
Bob out there.
So Jim break, 1, Bob 2.
I was going to say, do they break it down by state and you get like Virginia's breakdown and Jim Bob is actually on there?
Right, Texas, it's Jim Bob, Jim Bob, Jim Bob, Bob Jim.
I text my wife the name for, because we just did this whole thing 3 months ago, the
right.
Name thing, and I just texted my wife, Jay Cutler's kid's name, and she says, oh, but we couldn't use that name? I think I dodged a bullet with that.
Oh, did she try?
Yes.
Seriously?
She really? Your wife? Really?
On that. Huh. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Ooh, good job.
Yeah, you know, see, she wanted to use all those unorthodox names, and I'm ready to, like, Jennifer or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm a traditionalist.
Steve.
Jennifer's a great name. Well, no, he had a daughter.
I settled for Skylar.
Yeah, you don't
cool.
want to name her Steve. That'd be weird.
Right in the middle. Kind of like, no.
Were you arguing for Steve?
No,
like, honey.
No, but the boys' names are common with, like, the middle name for a girl now. I don't, it's a new trend. And
your boy's name is common?
No, I'm
sorry. Yeah, after the rapper, Chance.
Right. Also at the Chirac premiere last night. So.
Jim Bob Cooter. Also at the Chirac premiere.
Hey, I found a job for our guy, Matt Bowen, in case of a head coaching
What's
job.
What's he need? Yeah.
What do you think of McHenry? Would he go up there? Lovely McHenry.
Also a good name for a boy.
Isn't There you go.
Or a middle name
isn't
for a
Dave
girl.
Isn't Dave Miska the mayor up there?
Well, one of them. Many, one of many.
Yeah, he can also show up and rename your kids
for
you.
He's anywhere from, you know, all sip to, he's everywhere.
Like a stack of birth certificates.
Number 40 around. For baby's names in 1945 for men. Number 40 was Roy. You guys know any Roys?
Yeah.
No.
Roy Yamaguchi. Yeah. Well, that's only Roy I know, yeah.
Yeah, I know Roy, yeah.
How about any Carl? You know any Carls?
Well, I know
Carl. Carl's Jr.
That's about it.
He's about 55, though.
How about Peter?
Oh, we know plenty of Peter.
My neighbor's Peter. Yeah, he's like 85.
Nickname or no?
Well, we had that intern, but he was fired after the first day. Remember when Terry said his name?
Well, you know, which one?
Which
Peter,
one?
You know, I can't say it. But.
Peter what?
He didn't go with the play.
What was his last name?
We had to let him go after his first day.
What was it? I don't remember.
Not acceptable.
Peter what? Peter what? I don't remember.
Oh, I know what he called him.
What did he call him? Can't you say it? Peter what? Peter
Pumpkin Eater. It was very cruel.
If anybody remembers the name of a certain
Tweet Dan Burns,
now defunct Southside Bar where we once did our show, that would be the answer to that.
Call the contest line.
No, don't bother.
Let's do that. All right.
Yeah. You're done. Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Clausen got cut today.
Well, I think, you know, we had some interest in David. And, it's all a problem.
Just wasting his time today is what he actually said. So because of that, David Fales is your new backup quarterback. Apparently, one team was ready to sign Fales, and in order to protect him, Clausen had to leave. So, and also Terrence Mitchell gone. He was cut last week, signed to the practice squad, and that was short-lived, so he's gone for good. Bears now 4-6 with a short week ahead. They'll be in Green Bay coming up Thanksgiving night. Brock Osweiler will get a second start for the Broncos after starting and doing fine against the Bears, so he'll start against the Patriots next week. Bulls and the Blackhawks are off today. The Bulls will be in Portland on Tuesday, the Blackhawks in San Jose on Wednesday. Derrick Rose practiced today. Looks like he's going to start tomorrow night against the Blazers. College hoops, Illinois hosting Chicago State. We'll add that one for you at 6:30 on the Score. That game in Springfield, by the way. That will be followed by Monday Night Football, which is going to be joined in progress, the Bills and the Patriots tonight. Northwestern, the Wildcats, they get North Carolina tonight after the Tar Heels relinquished the top spot in the rankings today. DePaul finished up the Paradise Jam in the Virgin Islands this afternoon with an 82-78 win over Norfolk State. I should hustle. Bears Mondays are sponsored by Four Seasons.
It's our fault.
No, it's
our
fault.
Don't worry about it. It's our fault. Don't worry. You're fine.
That's all right.
You're good.
Bears Mondays, sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, Chicago's radio home for the Cubs baseball.
And let the record show, I never called a man named Peter anything.
Yeah, you did. But I didn't know what to expect coming in today. I didn't know if people newly invested in the Bears are going to be really unhappy and disappointed. But no, I think the fact that you competed in that game with that bag of bums is good. And Joe here says, last year was so bad in so many ways, it took until week 11 of this year for me to have my yell scream at the TV moment and have my kids look at me like I'm deranged. I guess that means as a fan, I am starting to care a bit. If Kevin White can play, this could be a great draft class and a really nice start from a personnel standpoint.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
It might be good even without him.
Yes, even without him, that's already a good draft class. I mean, given some of the Bears' draft classes of recent vintage, you're already solid.
Even if we don't demean it by comparing it to previous Bears draft classes, and you just look at draft classes on average, when right away you are 11 games in, or 10 games in, 11 weeks in, your second-round pick is a solid starter, your third-round pick is a starter and not a glaring weakness. Your fourth-round pick is a starter. Your fifth-round pick is a solid starter who might be knocking into the outside of a Pro Bowl possibility.
And your sixth-round pick is suspended.
Correct. Teo Fabaluje.
That's not what I heard. Les, what, Les knows him better than you.
Fabaluje or whatever?
Anyway, that's all right. But that's actually pretty good.
I think so, too.
That's pretty good.
Teo Fabaluje.
Yep, that's him. That's how I know him.
Okay.
Fabaluje. He gone. He finished. He done. Bad. Well,
Well, you don't know if he's bad or not.
No,
he's a developmental pick.
I've banished him.
Why?
I just don't want him.
You're done with him?
Done with him.
Okay.
I'm really done with him after that. Yeah, I don't need him. People are on there, you don't like him either.
Now you're making things up.
I am.
You are.
Yeah. But you're right.
You'd be a presidential candidate.
The thing is,
make things up completely out of whole cloth.
I should be. You should see what I saw in New Jersey.
So that was all the celebrations?
I was there.
With your own eyes?
Yeah, I was there.
You were there celebrating?
I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me? I was there. Right after I got out of the ROTC. And then the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force.
And don't forget when General Westmoreland sent you to West Point.
He sent me to West Point?
Yep.
And nobody there, unfortunately, but he just sent me. Wait a minute. What? It was June. I went and sat with General Westmoreland.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great talk.
Said how you were a son of a Navy SEAL, so that helped you?
Yes. I'm a step son. Stepfather, stepfather.
Yeah, so John I could Fox, do my own. Actually, he's the guy to talk to about names. Does he consult the naming wizard when he chooses his own new last name?
Yeah. Where does that fall in the list of?
Yeah, I didn't know popular last names chosen by adults. Is every once in a while he just grabs a new one.
I don't like this one. I feel more like a fox every day. And there he is.
And look, now I'm a son of a Navy SEAL.
Son of a Navy SEAL.
That worked out nicely for you, Mr. St. George.
Where was I before I remembered?
Sorry,
I've seen all these things. That's the problem. I've seen all these things. I've seen so many things over the years.
Fire and rain.
I've seen just weird things and awful things. And I'll get to it in the book. They'll all be in the book.
All your mystical visions.
And then I will deny saying them. Is it? No, I didn't say that. Are you crazy? I never said that.
No. That wasn't me.
Those
were my handlers and the people who tweet on my behalf.
I tell you, we are really, as a country, we got all kinds of problems, obviously. We got many, many problems that run deep and have never really been addressed, and they continue to run deep.
They're about to get real bad in the city, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Really bad.
But the one thing we have is that the one thing that's been consistent is dumb. It's just like something, it moves from generation to generation to generation, and then when you get caught in a lie and then you look bad, you double down on it. I mean, and it's okay. He's still running away. He's still like in the top. He's second, isn't he, still?
Hmm?
Ben, old Ben, I've seen this, and seen fire and rain, and all the other stuff he's seen over the years. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're just screwed. I mean, we're just really, I mean, I don't know if everybody else's election features people who lie, and I don't know if everybody else, you know, when you elect somebody in another country, are they all liars, too? Are they lying and getting in, and
you just get to make
15
things up,
of them, and
right?
They're all full of crap.
Competing with each other to make things up.
Make things up and find oddities in life that don't exist. And I mean, and then be number one? What? Ben, that's a, you know, we lie a lot on here because that's what you have to do professionally sometimes, but not like Ben. I couldn't lie like Ben.
No, he could do overnights. We could find a spot for him. I think he'd be just fine.
He whispers, though. So he's trying to be taking your pants off for 5 minutes. Hey,
sounds like the Clay people all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, I've seen it. What? Ben, speak up!
We're Boards and Bernstein. Rich Campbell is going to give us his take on the Bears' loss. And, yeah, there was some
The Bears, yeah.
There was some bad coaching going on yesterday, kind of amidst good coaching.
Jim Caldwell wins a game yesterday, and Jim Caldwell never wins a game. And you look at it and you say, how good could it be? But, you know, you talk about coaches in the NFC, okay? How many coaches in the NFC do you think have done a better job than John Fox this year?
You could argue Arians.
Okay.
Done a better job. Mike Zimmer's done a good job.
All right.
He'd have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Chico?
Yeah.
Or is Chico...
Yeah. And that, by the way, that was your Cam Newton, you know, pull it out and say, I am an MVP candidate, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was him saying you take your passer efficiency rating and deal with this.
But the one thing you'd say about those teams is they're much more talented than the Bears. Are they not?
Who's done more with less? John Fox. Value above replacement coach?
It's him.
That's what we've seen.
Yeah, that's him.
We've seen that leap, probably.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but that's what I've seen.
We're Boers and Bernstein on the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hello, Chicago small business owners. Holiday shopping season is here, and with it comes Small Business Saturday on November 28th. Providing you with gas and power to keep your business cozy just isn't enough. Direct Energy Business appreciates their small business customers, and they want to do more. Enter their Small Business Saturday sweepstakes by November 30th for a chance to win a $500 Staples gift card and other prizes. Deck your halls with toner, pens, notepads, and more. Visit smallbusinessenergy.com/sweeps to enter now and kick off the new year with help from Direct Energy Business. No purchase necessary.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430. 1-800-726-1430.
Firestone.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's an easy thing that could happen there when you're the star quarterback, when you're having a great year and you're the leader. You stand up and you just say, hey, I made a bad call there. I checked to the right and it didn't work. I mean, you take the bullet for the team and you leave. And you just stand, you know, even if Bennett ran the wrong route and Gersu didn't get the check and you know, usually when you see a play it doesn't work, there's always more than one guy that screwed it up or got beat on that play. And instead of saying we at that moment, you're the leader of the team, you're the guy that makes the big money. You say, I checked to a run and it didn't work, and that's on me. And that makes it easy on everybody.
It's good stuff from Olin Kreutz.
Olin Kreutz has been very good. Been very good.
You know who else was good? I actually watched yesterday after the game, Alex Brown on TV. He's learning the TV game a little bit.
I've not watched it. I noticed he's on there. Yeah. I'm glad he's on. He's good. Okay, good.
Looked really good. I mean, I don't know if somebody's doing the wardrobe or he's doing it himself, but it looked like $1 million.
And I think Big Cat's been good, too. So we've done the best we can to fill you in with football people who know what they're talking about. And I think we've done a pretty good job of it.
Strong opinions. Now, that's saying something there. When you expect the quarterback, no matter what, instead of going through the litany of this guy, say, I checked to it, it didn't work.
That's what he should do. That's exactly what he should do. I agree with him. I mean, no matter yet. The quarterback should never blame anybody, really. And I know some do.
And he also mentioned the other one he was talking about, Marquise Wilson. He goes, yeah, that's one that he knows he probably should have caught. Yeah, he said it, right?
He does.
I don't know what the exact quote. I mean, he's honest to a fault. And I thought he played well, despite some of the mistakes that were made yesterday. I thought he played well.
Well, I mean, you don't have anywhere. You tried to create nothing out of, you know what I mean? Something out of nothing. There was just, in that offense, you couldn't run. They shut that off. Forget that nonsense that our rook is not running all over you and he's not running the wheel route and catching a pass for 75 yards. That's not happening. So, I mean, they took away a lot of things, and then they sort of took away whatever receivers the Bears had as well besides.
But here it is from Brad Biggs' piece today. On third and goal, Marquise Wilson missed a hot throw from Cutler on a shallow cross. Q had a guy hanging on him, Cutler said. I'm sure he's going to look at that and want to make the catch there. Those are plays we have to make. And maybe he's right. And that is really, again, a thinly veiled way of saying, dude, make the catch, man.
Yeah, make the catch. Which, man, come on now.
Come on now, seriously.
Do a brother a favor. Come on, catch that ball for me. But, you know, he's always going to have that in him. You know what I mean? No matter what, he's always going to have that part of it in him. He's just conditioned to it over the years. But whatever you think of him, whatever he says and all the other stuff that sometimes is irksome, the fact is that when you play a game like yesterday and you're as close as you are and you're battling late in the game to tie that game against that team, and even I don't care if you're playing with a rookie quarterback or not. The fact is that you're stacked on a lot of different places the Bears aren't. Not so much offensively. Not so much.
All right, are the Bears playing well enough? Here's the question, though.
Yeah.
Are the Bears right now, just big picture.
Big picture. That's what I look at.
Are you encouraged enough by some of this to be genuinely interested in Thursday night's game?
Yes.
I am too.
Yeah.
Because I think regardless of what you think of this season, that's going to be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever it is, whatever that game is, be a big marking point for them once again if they're able to flip the script at Lambeau.
Now, if Aaron Rodgers lays fitty on you, then it's different when we come when we get back. Then it's different.
I bet you he doesn't.
I bet you doesn't either.
I told you before the season, a Vic Fangio defense would not surrender 50 points. I know there's always some pick sixes in there and some fumble recoveries or special teams touchdowns, but in general, no team, I'll phrase it this way, no team with a defense coached by Vic Fangio is going to give up 50 points.
Well, and you look at it too, what he's done with a lot of guys who really didn't have a place to play is find a place to play for guys who really aren't used to this defense, who don't play it very much, who don't know much about it. And he's found use for everybody on that roster. He's found something for them to do.
Chris Prosinski is not an NFL player.
I know that.
And he had to make that start. And that whatever that attempted tackle was, that was a mistake. Junior high school, the fundamental issues with that, with stopping your feet and kind of leaning over it. I mean, you could have done that.
And I could have.
But seriously, guys like Bryce Callahan and others. And what did Callahan do to his shoulder? Did his shoulder come out and then somebody popped it back in? Because he looked awfully scared when he walks over to the sideline. Like, he sits down in the field of play, and it looked like something was wrong with his finger, and then he points to his shoulder, and then he went
back
in the game.
That's what it looked like, yeah. That's what it looked like. I mean, another guy making some contribution, and when he was out of there, they were god-awful a couple weeks ago. They're just awful. Well, it's like, really?
Because Sherrick McManus is a special teams player. And a good special teams player. Had you ever seen a kickoff do that in your life? Bounce in like a punt, and the guy kind of stares at it, and it bounces out of the end zone?
No.
Ever in your life?
No.
All the football games you've ever watched, at any level, have you seen a kickoff do that? Where a guy's standing there, just sort of waiting for the inevitable outcome, and is going to dribble past him or whatever, and it flops over and bounces straight backwards?
That I can think of, no.
Me either.
No.
I can't ever remember seeing that. Because usually the guy's going to make a play on it. It's a live damn ball.
Son, the ball is live. Yeah, son.
It's not a punt.
Don't look at it.
You have to catch that. It's past 10 yards. You have a kind of responsibility here, kid. Rich Campbell has Bears thoughts next on The Score.
Hey, Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Golf Show, middays 9 to 1. Next up, the Bears are getting together with the Green Bay Packers for a Thanksgiving feast. We're talking about it, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads. Jennings reputation.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven 5-star treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there'll be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 1-800-417-7740. That's 1-800-417-7740. 1-800-417-7740.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.